flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know how many daughters Jackson made cry, but I do know he's fallen in the shower twice in 3 weeks.
Actually, three
times.
How
are we today, Jack?
Actually, three times, because the first time I fell twice in one shower, and then the third time happened with the lady.
Wow.
So my question, you said you were taking pain medication?
Yeah, I took one. Yeah, I had a really bad backache, and I had a leftover pain medication from a dentist.
Gosh.
I only took one.
So, but
like
it was just one pill, and it made you fall over?
Yeah. I guess it was the... I mixed it with ibuprofen, too, right. So and my back hurt like hell, so I was just not agile.
So pain meds, probably like an oxy or something.
Okay,
did you fall on your back or on your face?
On my back.
Oh, gosh, Jackson.
Right. Wait, so you slipped like with your feet in the air and your back hit the ground?
Yeah, I landed kind of like off the, shower curtain, kind of. I kind of held it.
Well,
and
held on
it slowed
to that.
Me down.
Did your
a
head
bit.
Hit anything?
Nope.
You're lucky. You better get one of them little bars they put in there.
We got one of those sticky mats for the bottom of the
tub. Or a seat. Yeah. That's when you know
what time
you're
did
really
you
old.
Fall in the shower? What part of the day?
It was Christmas Eve, like 6:30-ish.
Oh. All right. Gosh.
6:30 at night on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you had a few pops.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Probably. Not,
who cares about the ibuprofen pill? What are you talking about? God in heaven.
I will say, though, falls or not, Jackson has been hit after hit this morning. I mean, this might be your best game you've ever played.
Well done, Jack.
Yeah.
Let's not ruin it. Don't fall in the shower now. What's coming up on Jackson 5?
We got Jackson 5 right now.
Greg Hill Show presents the Jackson 5.
Okay, Curtis. You are familiar with the director David Lynch, who just passed away recently, right?
Of course.
Yes. So David Lynch, I was reading a lot of fun facts about him. He turned down the opportunity to direct the film The Empire Strikes Back. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say false.
Courtney?
Yeah, I'll go false.
I'll say true. Because a lot of times you see these like big actors or producers go, man, I had an opportunity and I turned that down.
Mm.
Well, he turned it down, but he didn't turn down the Empire Strikes Back. He turned down The Return of the Jedi, the third Star Wars film.
Oh.
Okay.
So that was, that was good.
Bob Uecker. He just passed away as well. He demanded a case of Milwaukee's best beer in each visiting booth.
True.
I'd say true, right? I'd say true.
I'm going to say true.
That is false.
Oh, wow. Oh.
He did sponsorship with them, but he did not demand beer in every booth.
Oh. What would be on your rider? If you were famous enough to have a rider, what would be your number one thing?
Bustelo coffee.
Oh,
it's like Cuban espresso. It's friggin' delicious.
Wow.
You are the weirdest, nicest, kindest, strangest person I've ever known.
Yeah, that is weird.
Yeah. Oh, what would be on yours, Curtis?
A Cuban espresso?
Yeah, it's wonderful. I think it might be Brazilian, but yeah. I get the coffee, you know, at Stop and Shop or Star Market all the time. And if something that would make me feel comfortable in a dressing room or a booth that I was visiting would be my home coffee.
All right.
What would be
your rider, Courtney?
For drink-wise, I would want like a Diet Coke and ice. And then I would want a blue bottle, a specific coffee, like Jackson. But it would be, you know, a fresh one.
And you know what? There's nothing better than ice cold Coke and pizza.
Mm. That's true. Yeah, I would actually want that for before the performance, and then after I would want like a Chick-fil-A sandwich and some fries for me.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, so
go ahead.
I'm sorry, Curtis. What's on your rider?
No, I just think I had it yesterday. There's something about Snyder's small pretzels that just make everything better. They do. I know they've got, you know, nothing redeemable about them, but a stupendous snack on a flight. Mm. Carry on, Jack.
Okay. Sharks, they are older than trees. True or false?
Wow.
Older than what trees?
Just trees in general?
Trees in general.
That's got to be false, right?
Ooh. Yeah. I would think false, too.
Right?
Sharks been around for a long time. But
what do you mean? Like the species have been around longer than trees?
Yes.
The ocean's been around forever, right?
I would have to imagine
Megalodon.
That. No, maybe if we were all water, maybe I'll go sharks have been around.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Around longer than trees.
Sharks have been around for 450 million years, and trees did not show up until 90 million years after that.
All right.
Wow.
Bang.
Okay. That's a good point.
That is really good.
Yeah, we are, 70-80% water, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, and the song Video Killed the Radio Star. Danny Elfman, famed music producer, wrote the Simpsons theme song. He helped write that song. True or false?
Who's the song?
Video killed the radio star.
Radio star.
I'd have to hear it. I bet it's a popular
song.
Is it a popular song from the 80s, right?
Killed the Radio Star. Okay, yeah, I think it was the first video on MTV.
You're going to have to
Do
play
Do you notice how many of these have morbid ties?
I don't know.
How's that morbid?
And what was the question
Video
again?
Killed the Radio Star.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes
what
sense.
What was the question again?
Danny Elfman, the man who produced the theme song for The Simpsons and a bunch of other theme songs, helped write that song.
Hell yeah. I'm going to say true.
I'm going to go with true.
Okay, well, it was a famous composer, but it was not Danny Elfman. It was Hans Zimmer.
Oh, okay.
Hans Zimmer.
I was going to say Hans Zimmer.
He was in the band The Bungles. Isn't that nuts?
All right. So now you're going to have to kind of come back with that song to just kind of refresh my memory.
You'll know it.
Yep.
Jackson,
you are.
I would like this segment to be more about you. These questions do nothing for me.
Okay.
So let's do this. What I want to know right now, what was the worst and best moments of your life?
Whoa.
Worst? Worst moment... That's a good one. Probably the my dog dying back in 2011.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, this past few months has been really scary with my mom in the hospital, so it's been quite a month or two.
Curtis, way to make the segment good.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Well, now I want best.
Best?
Come on, Jackson. I know what this one
is.
Yeah,
it's got to be one. Come on.
I know exactly
Come
what
through
it
with
is.
This.
I know what it is for Jackson, because it'd be one of my best moments.
First time having sex?
No.
There's only one right answer, Jackson.
No, proposing to my fiance?
No. I was going to say working with Howard Stern.
That was cool, but actually working here is like one of the highlights, too.
I mean, it's cool, but Howard Stern?
That was fun, yeah.
I mean, I feel like that's like, you know.
I mean, that's a memorable, 4 months for sure. Like, that was, that whole quarter of the year was just, you know, surreal almost.
What was the best thing he said to you?
He yelled at me because there was confusion, because I stayed on Artie Lane's couch one time, and there was confusion. I didn't have a place to stay, but he thought my brother lived in Manhattan, so he brought me in the studio and scolded me for sleeping on Artie's couch, even though I had a brother living in Manhattan, but I didn't. So that was my memorable moment.
See,
there.
And then like that another memorable moment, sleeping on Artie Lang's couch.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. How did you not get into that? What was that night like?
That was
this is far
night.
More interesting.
That was a fun night. I showed up. He lives right outside the ferry stop, and I showed up. I'm on the phone talking to him, and he's looking at me. Get off the dock. And he's like, "Yep, come on in. Come on."
Wow.
And he's in the penthouse apartment. Can see the entire skyline of New York from right there.
That's pretty cool.
And we watched the Yankees game. I think they played the White Sox. We smoked about two packs of Marlboro Red cigarettes, and then we watched a Who DVD at like top volume until like 11 o'clock at night.
Wow. Dude, that's interesting.
Wow. Do you hear from him ever? Do you ever
Not anymore.
In?
When he was still kind of doing the comedy thing, and every time he came to town, I had comp tickets and backstage and stuff.
Is he doing
what was
good?
Gary Delabate like?
Gary Delabate is awesome. He was a very nice guy. He has a kid named Jackson.
So when you were there, did you get to meet all the Whack Packers? Like,
oh, yeah.
Did you meet Beetlejuice?
I did meet Beetlejuice, yeah.
Okay.
I saw him fall asleep in the back office. I was sitting there having a conversation with him, and he just goes like this, puts his head down and falls asleep, starts snoring.
But how is not like that like the best moments? Like, to be on the Howard Stern show?
Did you have like a nickname, like a radio name?
I was the homeless intern because
homeless intern.
I didn't have a place to stay for one night, and it just stuck.
Wow. All right.
Who was the biggest dink?
Who was Sharon Osbourne was not very nice.
Oh, wow.
And believe it or not, rest in peace, Bob Saget.
Really?
Yeah, he was kind of a jerk. But he, everybody has bad mornings.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jackson, this is what I would love to know. Stories like this is awesome. I don't need to know true or false.
Okay.
I would like to know more about you. You are fascinating.
Yeah. That is, and think about all the people that you met over that time, the interesting stories.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
What
was the year that you were there?
Well, it was 2006.
Oh, wow. Right. No, good. That's a good little wheelhouse
time. All right. Well, that is Jackson 5. As always, thank you, Jackson.
Thank you.
Coming up in about a half hour, we will get you ready to bet this weekend with Nick Kostos at 9:30. And next, we're going to hear from the man that broke the news yesterday. We're going to yell at Dakota about his scoop, whether it's real or not. You'll hear from him next.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.